Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, what kept her from falling? Was it a guardian angel, or did she even fall? Was it all in her mind?
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802. Or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You're about to enter the world of the unknown, and quite possibly, the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
That indeed it is, 855-853-4802 to share your real ghost stories with us. Tony and Carol with you here on today's episode of the program as we continue to dive into the month of October. And if you're brand new to the program, we do this thing year-round, and we drop a lot of episodes every single day. If you like all that and you want to listen to everything with no ads, just binge, you can do it. It's super cheap. You can get a year subscription, or you can go monthly. It's just a couple of bucks. It's there on Apple Podcasts or on patreon.com/realghoststories. Access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories. I can guarantee, I don't know how you're going to get through any of them. Through all of them, I should say. Because it goes back. I mean, if you just started listening right now and listened nonstop, it would probably take damn near a year. I don't know. I mean, if you listened every single hour, I don't know. That's a lot of audio. It would take probably near a year. If you listened 24/7 to get through everything. So, and there's new stuff every week. So anyway, check that out. You'll love it. If you love Halloween and all the ghost spooky stuff, ghostpodcast.com. Patreon.com/realghoststories or directly on Apple Podcasts on our channel to become a premium subscriber. Let's go over to our first ghost story of the day at 855-853-4802. Hi.
My name is Michelle. I'm calling from Georgia. I love y'all's show. I've been listening for maybe a year now. But I'd like to tell y'all my biggest story, I guess. There have been several, I guess I consider myself to be sensitive, whatever you want to call it. But I've only ever told this story to one person before because I know it sounds absolutely psychotic. I know it happened, but I would absolutely understand anyone who doesn't believe me. But I'm 32 now, and when I was 14, I never did drugs or anything, or no alcohol or anything like that. I was a good, straight kid, whatever. So when I was 14, I was in high school. I was in band. I played trombone. And I don't know if you can picture like a trombone case, but it was probably like 3.5 feet long or so. It was kind of like a, floppy handle on it. And I was, like 5 feet tall. So I was a weird, awkward kid. I don't know why I would make everything so hard for myself, but I would carry it onto the bus in a vertical fashion by the handle. So it was kind of flopping around back and forth, and it was big and awkward and kind of heavy. So one morning I was waiting for the school bus. It was raining. It had been raining all night, and it was, I was the last stop. I was always the last stop. So I went to get on the school bus. And, it was full. The stairs were wet. And I was walking up the steps. And when my foot hit the top step, I fell back. I felt it. I felt myself fall, my feet go out from under me, and I felt hands on my back, in my arms, the backs of my arms, catch me, and obviously there was no one behind me. The bus driver was to my right, of course, but when I felt that, I felt them push me back up, and I know this sounds insane, but literally when I saw everyone on the bus, it was like time was frozen and there was no movement and there was no sound. I heard nothing, like a deafening kind of nothing. There was no sound. And as soon as my feet were flat on the top, like the aisle, everything started again. I heard everything. It was like sound came rushing back. And everyone was moving and it was loud and they were talking and screaming and whatever. And I just stood there for a second, like, what the fuck was that? And the bus driver said, find a seat. And I turned back to her, like, I was trying to be logical. And I was like, did she just catch me? But obviously I felt like, I felt hands on my back and the backs of my arms, like multiple hands. And I thought it was the bus driver for a second. I looked at her and she just said, find a seat. So I walked down the aisle. I found the last seat open and I sat down and I looked out the window to the house. My mom was standing there and she waved bye to me. And my mother passed 10 years ago. So honestly, I'd ask her about this now if I could. But I remember, I don't remember the rest of that day, but I remember when I got home, I said to my mom, did you see me fall on the bus this morning? And she said, I saw you stop and talk to the bus driver for a second. And that was it. And there is no doubt in my mind, had whatever happened not happened, I would have tumbled backwards down the steps and out the door. So either I kind of feel like I would have been, you know, I would have died or littered. And I'm not a religious person, but the only terminology I can use for this would be guardian angel. And I honestly feel weird saying that because it's not something that's in me, but I can't think of any other way to put that. But anyway, yeah, that's my biggest story. So I don't know. I just finally wanted to share that with someone, like somewhat anonymously, I guess. So, anywho, thank y'all for the show, and right, I will call back later with some more stories, probably. Thank you.
You can tell she's still trying to square that up in her mind of like, did this happen like this, or what was this?
Right. Here's my thoughts on that. Because it's so vivid in her mind and she remembers it so clearly and she remembers how sound even stopped and then it all started back up again and she really felt like she was falling backwards and something stopped her. I think it happened. I think that she started to fall and something kept her from falling. And for her, it was like 2 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
That's all it took to keep her upright, but something kept her upright. So that's why nobody else thought anything about it.
Yeah. No, you're exactly right. It was just, yeah, very much for her. Thank you for sharing that story. 855-853-4802 is our number to share your real ghost stories with us. We'd love to hear them. You can call in 24/7. So when you're waking up at 2 in the morning going, oh my God, I can't get this call. Just call and let it out. We'd love to hear your real ghost stories. Patreon.com/realghoststories to get in on all the extra stuff or on Apple Podcasts on our premium subscriber page. Until next time, for Carol, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening to Real Ghost Stories Online.